At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Right. A new report says people with good mental health have about 5 friends in their personal circle.
Okay.
Yeah. And what if I told you that they all had an identity?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Nice.
Thank you.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 types of people you can find in every friend group.
Everyone's got that one friend. I know it looks like I haven't showered or worn clean underwear in 10 years, but I have a job guy, but I don't like the job guy. You know this friend, he's harmless, but he's always got some weird ass thing to happen to him that if anybody else told you this story, you wouldn't believe it. But when Daryl tells you about it, you know it's true. Like getting his flight canceled in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So he takes a Greyhound. Takes him 4 days to get home. And on the bus, he reconnects with his second cousin twice removed. Or they celebrate their reunion by drinking whiskey from a plastic bottle, then get kicked off for stealing a sleeping kid's fruit roll-ups.
Dear God. Alrighty. So let's see if we can identify all these different friends here. And so these are apparently the different types of people that you can find in a friend group. Think about your own personal circles, maybe even the people in this room, see what we got here. They start with the mom, the mother of the group, hovers and lays down the law. Like your mom at home, your friend group mom can be a real stickler, but they don't mean to be. They're the glue that holds everyone together, making sure everybody gets along and is happy. Overall, they want what's best for everybody.
That is my wife.
They say if you think that you're the mom of the group, that you're the one that anyone can come to, just remember that it's okay for people to make mistakes, including yourself. After all, how else can you learn?
100% my wife.
Here,
if they put Ms. in front of her name, there's two ways of people address my wife. If they just say her name, they're just talking to her. When they put Ms. in front of it, they're about to tell you what she has demanded that they must do.
That's right.
And why it must be executed.
Mm-hmm. I do mom things, but I don't think I'm the mom.
Breastfeed.
Yeah. Like, I'll be the one that plans everything. Like, we have to be here. We're doing this. We're going here. At this time. Can we all show up? Will you please go take a shower now?
Right, right.
You know, we got to be down here at 5. I've already got us an Uber.
You hungry,
like,
baby?
That kind of thing. So maybe I am the mom.
Not even his kid. Miles is
you
breastfeeding.
Get something to eat before you drink. Please.
Doesn't you tell people that?
Doesn't mean it happens. Yeah.
Or do you say, hang on, smoke this, you'll feel better.
Yeah.
Pretend I'm your mom.
What am I trying to do? Trying to make it feel better.
The therapist. No matter the time, the therapist friend gives you a shoulder to cry on. This friend is there for you 24/7. They'll listen to all your worries and only offer advice when you ask for it. Basically, you can vent your feelings to them and know that they're safe. They're always looking out for you. The therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like that
to
changes
a point.
Yeah,
you got to work on yourself, too.
Yeah, 100%. The connector. Building lasting relationship is the connector's job. This friend hates when their other friends fight. They want everybody to be one big happy family. They'll most likely introduce you to other people they know based on common interests or goals. Basically, the connector is always ready to expand the group and knows just about everybody in town.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that's me.
About to say, it feels a little like you, Ted Smith.
Yeah, and I have certain friends I don't mix with certain groups because I know... Like, just like, I like this guy. He's going to say something wild.
They're going to clash.
They're right. They're a little more conservative.
We call you the social chemist.
Right.
These two ingredients cannot get together. It will cause an explosion.
Exactly. I have recently found out, though, I have a bad habit of saying, you know this guy. I talk about him all. And they're like, I don't know, man. You come in here with a lot of friends.
You bring a lot of people through, man. You have the planner. Again, these are friend group roles. Spontaneity is not the planner's wheelhouse. The planner of the group is all about structure. If you have a trip coming up, chances are that they've already made the itinerary and booked the hotel. They're always on time, organized, and ready with a to-do list.
See, Miles, I would give you that title. As opposed to the mom. Like, you know what you want to do on the trip. You
my things are this. We're going to play golf, and we're going to go eat someplace. So I'll look and check out the restaurants. What do you guys want? Pizza, subs, where are we going? What, bar food? Because here's like 3 places. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I don't care.
Go with the flow.
Whatever, man.
We'll do what we're going
to
do.
I'm just going to have fun. You do what you need to do to make you happy. I know I'll be fine.
You've got the Joker. Laughter is inevitable when a jokester is around. They're the comic relief of the group. They know the perfect joke to break the ice when things get tense, heated, or somber. Their outgoing and fun personality makes them the life of the party, even if it means being the brunt of their own jokes.
I was told that recently about myself. I do not see it that way, but everyone agreed.
Okay.
Like, you just say whatever, whenever, but generally it's funny. I'm like, all right.
You got the quick wit for it. Your brain goes to places, and I've told you this over and over again, that I wish I had that speed.
No, you don't. Just goes to weird places, that's all.
The friend group roles, they have the hipster. Cool and different. A hipster isn't like your other friends. The hipster of a group walks to the beat of their own drum. Maybe they shop at small boutiques, only listen to indie music, or prefer black coffee over pumpkin spice lattes. Either way, they push you outside your comfort zone and make your life more exciting.
All right.
Yeah. I have one of those buddies. Yeah. I mean, to his credit, he always looks great.
Sure.
But sometimes it's like, man, we're just having fire on the beach. You didn't have to show up looking all GQ'd.
Great. Come on, man. Come on. Dial it back.
And I don't want to go get a cocktail after this. I'm slamming beers.
Yeah. Right. This is not a cocktail night. This is a beer night.
Right. I'm going to cut off, dude.
You have the overachiever. Straight A's are an overachiever's best friend. This friend will likely be a CEO in the future. They're always aiming high and pushing you to do the same. With a positive attitude and a ton of motivation, the bar is never too high for this friend.
Yeah, I got a buddy like that.
Yeah? Keeps on pushing?
Had dinner with him Saturday, man. Super smart guy, though.
All right.
Enjoys company. We're very different, but that's why we get along.
You've got the flirt. The flirt of the group can't help but wink at everybody. What can they say?
Hey.
They like people, and people like them. Flirting's just in their nature, and it's rare to catch this friend not complimenting somebody. If you end up winning over your crush, they're the one to go to.
Got a friend like that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We all got the flirt. And sometimes I wonder if it's the flirt or if they're just, they kind of have that natural attraction.
I don't think their quote-unquote flirtiness is intentional. They're just that person.
Yeah.
Like, they have no interest in you, as far as that goes. But, yeah, they're always flirty all the time to anyone they meet.
Yeah.
Male, female, doesn't matter. That's just how they roll.
I have one buddy that's good-looking, and he is not flirting. But he's just good-looking, and, like, I've had other friends be like, is he flirting with my girl? I'm like, no. He's just talking to her. He just wants to talk.
He's just existing.
Yeah, that's the way my friend, like, dude, they're not hitting at, they're not interested
out.
In you.
Right.
This is how they operate. Mm-hmm.
Friend group roles. You've got the party animal. Wild and outgoing.
Same person.
Nice.
The party animal is the life of the party. You can't take this friend anywhere without making new friends and having a good time. They're the first to bring the booze or hook up with somebody. They're always down to live it up.
They're also the first that needs to be cut off and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get they get everything started.
Everything's gas, no break.
All gas, no breaks with it. The chill one. Life is a total breeze for the chill friend. This friend is as cool as a cucumber when disaster strikes. Nothing seems to faze them. They keep everybody else level-headed with their down-to-earth personality and relaxed attitude.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm not that person, but I know the person.
I can be that person, but I don't know if I would classify as that person. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah, I have one of those friends, and I don't know how to explain it. It just does. Don't sweat it. It'll work out. And I'm like, dude, no, like this and this and that. And then I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, no.
How did it work out for you?
That's right.
Told you, just chill.
We walked right through it, man.
Be cool, man.
It's going to be fine. We got this. The artistic one. The creative friend always has a project that they're working on. This friend has so many hobbies that they even lose track of them. They're constantly staying busy with creative side hustles like painting, writing, reading. If you need something artistic, they've got your back.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You've got the fashionable one. The fashionista never fails to set a trend. This friend knows the latest styles like the back of their hand. They won't hesitate to tell you if what you're wearing is hot or not. Basically, they're the one that you turn into when you have nothing to wear.
You look hot. You look not.
Yeah, and it helps, too. Sometimes they'll pick out stuff for you, and you look better. And people are like, hey, you look so fashionable.
I'm like, I have nothing to do with
that. Yeah, it's like, that was not me.
I did not pick this
up. Went to the rack with my buddy.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Friendship group roles, you've got the smart one. The academic friend knows the answers to all of your questions. They either have their nose stuck into a book or are researching something. But one thing's certain, they're the smartest person that you know. You've got a problem to solve, you know that they'll have the answer. Absolutely. You've got the hothead. Opinionated friends can sometimes be hot-headed. They don't mean to be angry, they just have a lot of pent-up rage.
They just are.
This friend is most likely going to get you going to get into or pick a fight. They have a lot of opinions, and sometimes they don't know when to let things go. Their strong will is admirable, and you know what? If you're ever in trouble, they're right here with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and they die on weird hills.
Yeah. They do.
I'm just like, come on.
It ain't that serious, man.
It's like, right, but you're dug in, so I'm going to stop this conversation because you're not going to let it go.
And
right.
Then we're going to leave you with this last of the friendship group role. You've got the absolute mess. Nice. The mess of the group has never has anything together. No matter how hard this friend tries, things never turn out the way that they expect. The universe is truly against them. They're usually late, disorganized. Their chaotic personality leads them down messy rabbit holes.
ADHD.
But at least it makes for an interesting story.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. ADHD. There you go.